tell me about it to the degree you people. But anyway, I'm going about ahead here. 53. The Clintons are in Ireland. I am in a hospital bed, balancing drain and drip, as I raise my head to see above me Hilary Rodham Clinton, presented to Mnona Héireann and Fionnuala Bruton to cry the neglect of fatherless boys. The sway of the curtains and the breeze, heat of the room, nothing fully understood. Van Gogh's sunflowers explode on the opposite wall. When my eyes open again, my motherless baby boy, surveying tubes, distant, afraid to cuddle up, the ladder of my ribcage broken, his pillow torn open. I suppose T.S. Eliot is famed for making the wise observation that humankind can't bear too much reality. And I suppose a lot of, it's something a lot we all think, of course, but it's nice when you get to say it, when you get to be the one to be famous for it. But I think that a lot of experiences we have are only tolerable to us when they're transposed into something else. And the next two poems I'm going to read are also about that experience of being ill, but they're transposed in the first case to become a metaphor for something else that really gets up my, gets me going. Okay, so, okay, 50. This one is called A Pope Has Breast Cancer. And I wrote it as a news piece. A source from the Vatican revealed last night that Her Holiness Pope Christine I has been diagnosed at the Gemelli Clinic with a tumour in the inner quadrant of her left breast. Her doctors assured the faithful that her chances are good. Words whispered were stage one and contained. They were also keen to mention that she is praying to her favourite saint, Agatha. It is snowing in Rome. The pigeons are falling down in St. Peter's Square. There is one question on the blue lips of her cardinals. Will she be able to make her Urbi et Orbi this year? The women of the world are looking for consoling words. Breasts heavy with feeding, sagging from gravity. Prosthesis in loco. All praying this night for the Holy Mother and Father Church.